BibleTelling.org presents All the Stories of the Bible in a Year, as told by John Walsh. Today's story is Den of Lions.
The officials of the court didn't want Daniel to be made the authority over them. They desperately searched for a way to make him look bad to King Darius. Finally, the officials realized they had to find something in the laws of Daniel's God. That wasn't easy, but eventually they were able to create a plan. They said to the king, "We want to honor you by having everyone worship only you for 30 days. Please sign our decree as a law of the Medes and Persians that can't be changed. Those who disobey will be thrown into the den of lions." Darius was pleased with this honor, so he signed the law. Still, three times a day, Daniel prayed before an open window that faced Jerusalem. Darius was shocked when the men told him about this. He knew he had to find a way to rescue Daniel, but it was no use. The law of the Medes and Persians couldn't be changed. The king talked to Daniel just before he was thrown into the den. "Oh, may the God you serve rescue you from these lions." In the morning, Darius rushed back to the den of lions. "Oh, Daniel, was your God able to rescue you from the lions?" "My king, God sent his angel who shut the mouths of these lions. I haven't been hurt in any way." Daniel was pulled out of the den. Guards went and got the men who plotted against him. They and their families were pushed down into the den of lions.
You can use Bible stories to teach an adult or a teen to read. Let us show you how at languageolympics.org.